Recently, the government watchdog group Integrity Florida named Florida number one for government corruption. The group's executive director, Dan Krasner, says the organization looked at a number of things when making that ranking.
Recently, an entity called State Integrity Investigation, a separate group from Integrity Florida, released a Florida Corruption Risk Report Card. On that report card, they gave our state a failing grade for ethics enforcement agencies.
Integrity Florida also considered things like the state being number one in the nation for federal corruption arrests. Krasner says corruption is hurting business in the state.
We can no longer stand for corruption at the levels we have in our state. I mean, corruption is a jobs killer. You know, corruption threatens our economy, threatens our ability to attract jobs and capital to this state.
Integrity Florida released its own set of recommendations for cracking down on corruption, and Krasner says he feels confident this is the year it will get done.
And thankfully, we have a governor who ran on ethics reform. On his very first day in office, Governor Scott pledged to pursue ethics reform, to implement recommendations from past reports. We've had three senior-level meetings with the Scott administration, and we're hopeful as a result of those meetings that this will be the year in 2013 that ethics reform gets accomplished.
Krasner says ethics reform is broadly supported, pointing out that both Tea Party groups and the League of Women Voters are behind ethics reform. But members of the Florida Commission on Ethics seem more hesitant. Here's Commission member Morgan Bentley.
Probably baby steps is the right way to go anyway.
The Ethics Commission meets every year to create a wish list of bills it hopes lawmakers will consider to give the commission more heft. But those measures often don't get much traction once the legislative session starts. And that difficulty leaves commission members with the job of coming up with their own suggestions and also thinking of ways to get them passed through the legislature. For example, Commissioner Matthew Carlucci wonders if it's better to present just one idea at a time or wrap them all up into one proposal.
Of course, there's an old saying, it's better to shoot for the moon and hit the barn and shoot for the barn and blow your foot off. So we don't include any of them in there, we may not have nothing.
And Commission Chair Robert Sniffen suggests sweetening the deal.
If you're looking for a 1-2 punch, something that seems like we're trying to get more power, more enforcement power, might be an easier sell if you also propose something that seems like it is helpful to elected officials.
Commissioners considered a number of measures, like being able to self-initiate investigations into ethics complaints. It was one of their priorities last year and one of Integrity Florida's suggestions this year. But Commissioner Carlucci says it's a proposal the group should move forward with carefully.
Successes are built brick by brick. And I think if we get brick number one through and brick number three through, I'll be pretty darn happy.
The group also talked about increasing fines and penalties as a top priority. Additionally, the panel voted against writing off old fines, even though a 4-year statute of limitations has expired, saying they're hoping for the power to pursue those fines by placing liens on real estate owned by those who don't pay. Many of those who owe fees are members of a public office. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.